Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. In his book, Neither Wolf Nor Dog, On Forgotten Roads with an Indian Elder, Minnesota writer Kent Nerburn reluctantly agrees to a meeting with a Lakota elder named Dan, who asks him to construct a book from a motley collection of notes and commentaries written over 7 decades and kept in an old shoebox. Joined by a dog and his best friend, Dan gives Nerburn a ride through Lakota country in Dan's Buick. The book has been adapted into a new movie by writer and director Stephen Lewis Simpson. Simpson has previously worked with Native actors and themes on the films Rez Bomb and Thunder Being Nation. He's in Rapid City for the Black Hills Film Festival and discusses adapting the book to film this afternoon at 2:15 at the Elks Theater. A private pre-release screening of Neither Wolf Nor Dog follows for cast, crew, and VIP pass holders. Steve Lewis Simpson joins us from our studios at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. And Mr. Simpson, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much.
Also with us are a couple of the leads in the movie, Christopher Sweeney, who plays Richard Nerburn, and Richard Ray Whitman, who plays Grover. And Mr. Sweeney and Mr. Whitman, thanks for joining the program as well.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, Stephen Lewis Simpson, I'd like to start with you. When did planning start for turning Kent Nerburn's book into a film?
4 years ago is the point when I committed to Kent that I would take on the project. It started a bit before that. I had bumped into him at a screening I was doing of my film Rez Bomb at a theater in Rushville, Nebraska. I'd been doing a series of screenings around the reservation and in the border areas, and he just happened to be there at the time and enjoyed the movie and thought there was something interesting in my approach, and gave me the novel then and said, hey, you know, people have been interested in making this a movie before, but nobody had managed to truly get it across the line, and maybe I'd be interested. And read it a while later, and then, you know, about 4 years ago, I said, yeah, let's get on this journey.
And how has that journey gone? It's been a four-year journey?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of interesting. I mean, initially, it was a case of my honing the project to my tastes and how it should really be done. I mean, it had been developed by a well-established Hollywood producer-director early on, and the script at that point had sort of taken a bit of a Hollywood turn, and so the script that existed at that point, it was for me to sort of pare a lot of that back and really sort of get it back on a very true note. And then after that, we raised some money and then went down that road for a while, and then it sort of fell through, and then it was a case of how to, you know, recreate it from there. And then it just sort of got to a point last year where it's like, we've got to make this happen by any means necessary, and started shooting in October last year and just been in post ever since.
Now, Christopher Sweeney, you play author Kent Nerburn in the film adaptation of Neither Wolf Nor Dog. Did you meet with Kent Nerburn?
Actually, I did. I had two or three phone conversations with him when I was back in Los Angeles, and I just wanted to basically get a sense of who he was as a person so I could start developing character. And that was incredibly enlightening. Learned some more things about Kent when I got back out to the reservation. We had a couple of days to spend together before we actually started diving into the filming process. So that was very beneficial.
Were there certain challenges in playing a real life person?
There were things that we needed to navigate as far as how we adapted things for the screen. Telling a story in novel form can be a little different than when you actually start rolling a camera. Conflict really drives story in film, and there were some things that we negotiated that apparently, I haven't seen all the footage yet, looking very much forward to that, apparently the modifications worked well. So, yes.
Yes. Richard Ray Whitman, when did you get involved with the film?
Well, my character is Grover, and I'd like to say for me, the hook for me was to see the dynamic, I guess, would be a non-Indian author, a non-Indian director, and somewhere in between the dynamic, the Indian story. So I was interested, or the opportunity to see their take on it, and so I was offered this particular role. So great opportunity.
And how do you think that take has worked, you know, having this book by a white author and a white director, and then you as a Native actor and the other actors that are involved in this film? How did this all work? You know, is the story, you know, true and honest?
Oh, yes, you know, I've read and reread, and even the other editions or the series he's written, Mr. Nurburn. And, yeah, for me, you know, I'm interested in how it's interpreted. You know, it's a human, you know, your own personal interpretation or translation of the experience. And so, and we shall see this afternoon for the screening how that's translated to the big picture.
Now, you know, you're also an artist and photographer. You're from Oklahoma. Do you know people up in South Dakota in Pine Ridge?
Oh yeah, I'm a longtime visitor. I went to Indian Art School with a lot of Lakota students up in the late '60s, '70s, and so I've maintained. And I return each year to South Dakota during the summer months at the invitation of the local Sundances. So. It's a good return for me, an opportunity, this film also, and the opportunity to work with the elder Dave Bald Eagle.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Dave Bald Eagle. He plays the Lakota elder Dan in the film. He's in his 90s. What was it like, Richard Ray Whitman, working with him?
Well, I mean, I guess he just had a recent birthday, turning 96. So, I mean, his energy, you know, at the moment, at any moment there, you know, fluctuated, obviously, but... But great energy, and we revolved around him. And I think for me, as a supporting actor, was to focus off myself and put it on him. He's the principal, and as an elder in the outside life and in the film world, I think he has that. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. And Christopher Sweeney, for you working with Dave Bald Eagle, you have a lot of a lot of the movies focused on the two of you.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was a little leery approaching Dave just because there was this kind of mysticism about the Indian country, and I had anticipated a lot how I would approach it. In the end, it was a natural fit. Dave and I are both veterans of the armed forces. We're both combat veterans. We had a lot of stories to exchange. Most of the time it was me listening to Dave out of respect, because his life is extremely rich. I found Dave to be not only an inspiration, I found him to be an incredibly giving spirit. I mean, he's a bit of an angel, and fell in love with the guy. And he broke my heart. It was difficult at times when we were shooting not to tear up, even in situations where it wasn't appropriate for the character dynamics. So he really touched me, and he'll be my friend forevermore.
Stephen Lewis Simpson, as the director of this movie, how key was casting Dave Bald Eagle for the part of the Lakota elder Dan?
Well, I'd sort of been doing a search for Scarlet, so to speak, with Dan. I mean, I was up in Canada and looking all around the States, and I mean, there's a small pool of people out of Indian country who've acted and are still around at that age. And it quite simply came down to there was only Dave. No one else could have done it. It got to the point where if by the time we were ready to go, Dave was no longer able or around to do it, then I think I would have just walked away. Because it's the key to the story, and without the perfect Dan, there's just absolutely no point. It would be dishonoring the novel and everything around it. And one of the other things that's important is, you know, in the novel he's about 80 years old, but the novel was written about 20 years ago. And it's not about the age of the character, but it's about the era they inhabit. So in a sense, you would have to find an actor in his mid-90s, late 90s now. It's sort of that thing of, there's an energy of somebody who was brought up by people born free, so to speak, as they would term it in Lakota country. And, you know, when we were filming, I mean, I refer to Dave as Super Dan, because he was more than I could have ever have dreamed of in that sense. And, you know, even today editing, having been editing for months, there's times I just look at close shots of him and it just blows me away. He's so beautiful on screen. It's just pure magic.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're discussing the new film, Neither Wolf Nor Dog. It's based on Richard Nerburn's book of the same name. With us is writer and director Stephen Lewis Simpson and two of the leads in the film, Christopher Sweeney and Richard Ray Whitman. Coming up this afternoon as part of the Black Hills Film Festival, Simpson will be discussing adapting the book to film. That takes place at 2:15 at the Elks Theater, and then there's a private pre-release screening of Neither Wolf Nor Dog. And Mr. Simpson, what is the state of the movie right now? Is it finished, or is it still being edited a little bit?
It's probably about 4 weeks away from, you know, sort of delivery stage, and I'm taking this opportunity. I mean, you know, there's something very particular the way I like to work in terms of, you know, collaborating with the actors, particularly when there's such a cultural root to it, is, you know, sharing it with them today and getting a chance to get that feedback in terms of, you know, making sure everyone is, you know, happy with the, you know, how it's coming out. And it's also that thing where sometimes, you know, an actor has a memory of a scene that, you know, they remember something of a take or something of that nature that I might have missed in the edit, and going, oh, actually, that's a point that, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting and might give me a chance to look back at something and, you know, see it in a little bit of a fresh light. So, you know, it's a good chance to kick the tires on the film and, you know, just see how it plays in front of an audience. And particularly, there were some amazing people, especially our hosts, Carolyn and Todd, who hosted us for the production, that just people were so amazing helping us. And so it's important for me to have a chance to, you know, to celebrate it at this stage with all our friends and family in the project. Because it really was, like a family, the small team we had making it.
Christopher Sweeney, for you, did it feel like the working on this film, it was like a small family?
Oh, absolutely. Stephen and I had made the decision that we were going to drive out to Pine Ridge together. 1,300 miles?
Give or take.
1,300 miles. In the spirit of, you know, the road movie, getting to know each other, getting to see how we work and communicate together, resolve conflicts, because one of us is rather conflict-driven. And it worked out great. I mean, we became friends, which was very important, and it allowed us to collaborate under great duress while we were shooting, because it was a shoestring budget, and we had to solve a lot of very complex problems. And at the end of the day, we came out friends still. So, yes, yeah. It was great.
And Richard Ray Whitman, once this movie is out and the general public can see it, what would you like viewers to take away from seeing this? What would you like them to get from this story that's told in the movie?
Well, you know, as a native artist, you know, most of my work has been about understanding, sharing, and but you know, the viewer, you know. They have to have the wrong perception, obviously, and so they meet halfway. The film or the visual language is there, and you can't force feed anyone, you know. But there are universal qualities, you know, the human experience. So, but you know, specifically here at South Dakota, the landscape and the humanscape, if you will, and of course the Lakota history here, and so it's its own dynamic, you know. So I would just leave it at that, or open-ended.
Well, finally, Stephen Simpson, we have about a minute left here. For people who are interested in seeing this movie, when will it start getting out there, and when will people be able to see it, either in theaters or on DVD and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, right now we're trying to line up the best premiere for it, which would be, you know, a major international film festival. And so that you know, that takes a bit of time in terms of, you know, deadlines once the film's finished. And you know, so hopefully that'll be somewhere around, you know, the end of summer, and see what interest we get from distribution and at that point. I mean, the easiest way for people to keep up on the film is to follow our Facebook page, just Neither Wolf Nor Dog Movie. If you search that, you'll find it. And we'll keep everyone up to date on it. I mean, I've always made sure that the previous titles that I've done before have always been widely available through Indian Country in particular, just because there's so little content that comes out. You know, it's important to make sure it's widely available where it was filmed and the people it was about.
All right. Stephen Lewis Simpson, Christopher Sweeney, and Richard Ray Whitman of the movie Neither Wolf Nor Dog. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Pleasure.
Thank you.